Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's up, guys? Today on Baby Steps, we are talking about your labor fears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the scary scaries that have your brain racing all around in circles at night?
That's right. And hopefully, we're not just making everybody who wasn't scared more scared.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we can kind of...
We want to calm your
fears. Calm some of those fears.
This podcast would be like a nice bubble bath.
Yeah.
The bubble bath will be full of snakes, but by the end of the podcast, you'll realize that the snakes were actually bubbles.
That's right.
Or maybe they were bath toy snakes.
Well,
but at first glance, you're like, oh, dear God, that's a bubble bath full of snakes.
Oh, my God.
I can't relax with a glass of rosé in there. I can't wash my Grey's Anatomy from the turb.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, first I'll tell you a story about something that happened to me a couple days ago.
Okay.
So Finn is adorable right now. He is
our child.
Chunky.
Yes.
Yes, Finn, our child. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Just all Finns in the world are adorable. But Finn, our child.
Yeah, he's in a very adorable stage, about 3 months.
He's almost 3 months. Yep.
Smiling.
Smiling, which
big
is
eyes.
Very cute.
Looks and like a Pixar movie.
He does a little
bit. I thought he looked like that Pixar.
His
Incredibles.
Head looks like a little balloon.
Jack. Yeah.
Jack. Well, both of our kids look like Jack.
Is Jack the one that goes... No, that's Dash. Okay, yeah, Jack. Baby Jack. He looks like baby Jack.
Yeah, the one that lights on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they roast marshmallows around.
Cute.
Is that right, Miles?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Confirmation from Miles. Yeah. It is Jack. Both of our kids look like Jack. Mm-hmm. That's just funny. Maybe all kids look like Jack. They did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Anywho, so Finn is also really chatty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like actual words, but he kind of goes like, meh, meh, meh.
You say, how's it going? And he says, meh.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could say that when someone asked me, how's it going?
Bleh.
Meh. Hop onto a Zoom call. Hey, happy Monday, everyone.
Meh.
That's how I feel a lot of the time.
I know.
But I have to say something like, how is everyone else doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Cool.
I got enough sleep last night.
You actually probably didn't last night.
No, not last night.
Yeah, Ned took the baby last night.
Yeah.
He's only sleeping about 6 hours at a time, which you would think would be enough for some people, but it's not for us.
No, we're sleep hounds.
Yeah, we really like 8 to 9 hours over here. Which makes it very difficult having a child who doesn't sleep that
that's
much.
That's right. Chocoholics, but for sleep.
Yeah, that's right. We want it all.
Yeah.
We want it all the time.
And it just makes us a little excited.
Yeah. Anywho, so I was chatting with Finn, who's cute.
And you were having a beautiful, blissful Instagram moment. You even posted about it on Instagram.
I really
it
was.
It was like he was babbling. It was adorable.
It was so precious.
I gave it a little heart.
I appreciate your hearts.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But so he was being so cute that I lifted him up over my head like this, and I was like, oh, buh, 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 oh, buh, 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 buh. And I must have been massaging his belly or something like that because he goes, and then he goes, bleh.
Oh, no.
And because I was talking to him over my head like this, it falls right into my mouth.
Oh, no.
Yes.
He mama birded you.
He mama birded me.
Oh, no. And
you're
the mama bird.
My baby bird mama birded me. I know. Can you believe it? Have you ever tasted breast milk?
Yeah. One time.
Yeah.
Have
you tasted
video.
Warm breast milk?
Yes. Yeah, I have tasted warm breast milk.
Yeah? And what does it taste like?
It's sweet. It's delicate. It's made with love.
Yeah.
But I've never tasted regurgitated breast milk.
Well, let me tell you, it tastes like regular breast milk.
Oh.
Which tastes like a milkshake.
Mm.
Isn't that hilarious that breast milk tastes like a milkshake? It's like we are immediately giving our children sweets.
Your milkshake does bring all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, yeah. At least our boys.
Yeah. Ew. All right.
Ew.
Ew. Yeah, you're right. We are. I mean, they say that children do like their sweet senses are stronger
early on,
and then it kind of fades over time. That's why, you know, maybe like my favorite meal is a nice medium rare Angus steak with a nice peppercorn sauce, or maybe a balsamic glaze.
Yes.
But when I was 7, it was like
M&M's.
Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, candy's too sweet.
Yeah, I get that. Well, what does that say about me candy. That like my favorite meal is dessert?
You're a child.
Perhaps. Perhaps I am a child. Hmm.
I would say your favorite meal is anything with salt.
That's actually true.
Yours went from sweet to salty. Mine went from sweet to savory.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, my entire diet is salty and sweet.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with the middle.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, welcome everybody to Baby Steps. Today we are talking about labor fears.
Yes.
Not pregnancy fears as much. This is specifically what happens when you go into labor.
Right. Because now it's been a couple months, you know. The shock has worn off. You can talk about it.
For sure.
A little more eloquently rather than just...
I don't think I ever talked about it like that.
I had a baby and it came out like...
Mama bear home.
And this is from... Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be the mama bear in the cave.
You want to give some context to that?
Sure. We were at a birth class, and that's what they told us to do. They said, be the mama bear in the dark cave. And go into the bathroom if you need to.
This was a birth class in Silver Lake, which for anybody that lives in LA, that makes a lot of sense. For anybody that doesn't live in LA, it's like the hipster mecca of Los Angeles, where we took this birth class at like a midwife place. And you know, no judgment, they were great. I actually loved
very
it.
Very knowledgeable. Yeah.
And but they went through all of the labor interventions and all sort of stuff, which actually that's something that before we even start talking about labor fears is if you are afraid of going into labor or afraid of childbirth, the best thing that you can possibly do is educate yourself.
That's right.
I mean, so there's something called a birth plan. Which, you know, you could have it written down, you could have it in your head, you could tell your husband. You know, it doesn't even really matter where it is, but if you know what you want your labor to look like, and you go into labor, whether that's in the hospital, whether that's, you know, a home water birth with a midwife, you know, whatever it is, if you go into labor with a plan in your head, you will be more relaxed, you will be more in control of your body and your you know, your emotions and your anxieties. I think that was the number one thing for me that I was like, all right, I got this.
Really? Just making a plan, the simple act of writing it down or thinking about it.
But also knowing what could happen, you know, what the complications could be.
If this, then that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, you wrote
into.
I like to think that I've.
Emails on, you know, babystepsadvice@gmail.com.
That's right.
So I like to think I give a little good advice every once in a while.
Write in, Ariel might just reply.
I might just reply. If it's something that I know the answer to and it's like a two sentence answer, I probably will reply. I'll be like, girl, I got you. Because it's mostly women.
Girl,
it's 99.999% women who write in.
But yeah, this today we're looking at labor fears, mm-hmm. and we're going to read some of your emails from babystepsadvice@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah. But and then also I just sort of, I gathered a lot of, so there were quite a few fears that came through in multiple emails. And mm-hmm. so we can just go down and just talk about those fears.
Yeah, you made like a scatter plot.
I did make a scatter plot. I did. Yeah.
A little pie chart, some graphs.
I like, yeah, some graphs. I like math.
I like graphs.
Okay. This one I pulled out of all the rest of them because the title is Terrified of Childbirth.
Oh my.
I know. So I'm gonna, give me a name.
Deborah.
So Deborah says, hi, Ned and Ariel. Congrats on the newest addition to your family. I wanted to email you guys some advice. I am terrified of having kids.
She's advising us. Oh, she's asking for advice.
She's asking for advice. Mm-hmm. I recently have been getting a lot of advice about breastfeeding, which I desperately appreciate. We are certainly not experts by any means.
And the update is it's going a little better,
It's going a little better.
What were some strategies that you used that kind of helped out?
Well, okay. So one of the things that I learned was, okay, first of all, I wasn't pumping enough. Mm. And so I needed to up my supply. And you can actually up your supply once your milk supply has been established. You can just breastfeed more, pump more, and your body will respond by making more milk.
All right.
It does take a while. It takes, several weeks. And you also have to take care of yourself. Mm. That's one big thing, is like drinking water. Mm. That is something when you have a newborn and you are just dealing with a newborn all day and you also have a toddler, so you're dealing with both, mm-hmm. Sometimes you forget to take care of yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so you can forget to drink water. You can forget to eat fruits and vegetables. Mm. These are all things that I do. I forget. I'll like finish my water bottle that's next to the bed over there that you can see. I will finish that water bottle and then I will have no water for 6 hours. Mm. Yeah. I just won't drink water. And the only way to get water would be to wake up a sleeping baby that is laying on you, mm-hmm. which is the worst thing in the world.
It's adorable when it's happening, but then you do, after a time, feel trapped.
You absolutely feel trapped. And the only other option is to go, Ned!
Mama needs a drink!
Which you also hate. You're like, but you're so sweet about it. You come in and you're like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. What can I do for you? yeah, but it's going better. So what I've been doing is I have been breastfeeding Finn more. I've been pumping the same amount, which is about 3 to 4 times a day. But I have been, latching him. And what I have found is that he latches better, obviously, when he's hungry. Mm. So right when he wakes up from like a good nap, mm-hmm. I'll breastfeed. And I've been breastfeeding him in the middle of the night.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that, but I'm, yes. getting the conversation yes. going.
So yes, I have been breastfeeding him in the middle of the night and it's been great.
Uh-huh. So so you don't get that like breast milk spilling everywhere and kind of frustration that you were feeling before?
No, I definitely still do. Finn's a little bit older now, so he has a better latch and he can actually sort of accept more milk.
Oh.
Than previously. So
it's like he was growing. He just needed to grow into the boobies.
He needed to grow into my letdown, mm-hmm. which is strong. Mm-hmm. The letdown is strong with
right.
this one.
And now he's a guzzler.
Yeah, he is. he's a good eater. But there's still breast milk everywhere, but
whatever. That happens when bottle feeding too.
Yeah, exactly. In some ways you just... when you're feeding a child, you just accept that there is going to be food yeah. everywhere.
And it's become part of the post-bath, pre-bedtime routine for you, which I've noticed makes you feel very, connected with him.
Yeah.
You've been saying, we're going to have some boob and it's going to be really nice.
Yes. You know, I'm not one of those women who has had the perfect breastfeeding experience. I know that there is no perfect breastfeeding experience. Mm-hmm. I was actually recently listening to the Ballinger's podcast. Mm. Jessica was talking about her breastfeeding experience. And it was fascinating. It is so fascinating to hear other women's experiences. Colleen was on there too, talking about hers. And it's actually very similar to mine, where she was also an overproducer. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody has something that they're dealing with, you know, like nobody has a perfect experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. There is no perfect experience.
You just got to feed your kid.
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It is what you make of it, really.
Yeah, totally.
Those routines can be so set in stone. I mean, I wonder how other parents listening deal with that idea of routines that stay the same or change. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to change your routine, how do you do that in a way that doesn't disrupt everything?
Right, exactly. I mean, especially in quarantine, I feel like, you know, you're home all the time. And so mm-hmm. you sort of get set into a routine.
Yeah.
And how are parents then going to deal with, like, kids who are going to school for the first time? And, well, anyway, we got way off course.
Oh, yeah, we sure
we
did.
We were in the middle of reading an email. Mm-hmm. I will start again. Terrified of childbirth.
Right.
I wanted to email you guys for some advice. Mm. I'm terrified of having kids. My partner and I have been talking about if we would ever want a baby or not. I've always been the type of person who wanted kids, but now I'm really thinking about it and starting to realize that being a mom is something I've wanted for a while. I picture having a child, what their life would be like. I've been thinking about their face, what their personality would be like.
Wow.
And I think that bringing a life into this world would be amazing, but I'm absolutely terrified. So this writer has spinal issues and is worried that pregnancy would be painful, which is absolutely a huge fear. That's a number one fear. And also don't even get me started on the fears when I think of childbirth. The pain of an epidural, if I choose to have that, then the excruciating pain of having a baby, I'm scared of it all. So pain is a huge one. My partner is so supportive and I know that he will be with me the entire way, but it still worries me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the number one fear is pain of childbirth. I mean,
absolutely.
That's the most painful thing out there.
As you know.
As I sort of know.
Well, actually, yeah, it says, how would I get over this fear? Is it all that bad? Of course, I know having a baby is painful. I've seen the video, Ned. Mm. It didn't help.
Strap some electrodes to your taint, baby.
But what do I do to prepare myself?
Well, the way it works is we each slap each other in a series of escalating intensities until it is the most pain we feel that we can take for the day. And then we take a break and then do it again next day, but try and go a little bit further, a little bit harder.
Very good, doctor. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Let me know if you want to sign up for my experiment.
For my childbirthing class.
This is about pain.
Well, let's talk about pain. So childbirth is painful.
Yes.
That's a given.
I was going to say part of the fear was about the epidural, but isn't the thing with the epidural is it's supposed to prevent the pain? You're telling me that epidurals themselves are painful? That's too much.
Well, let's put those apart. So there's the pain of childbirth itself. Mm. But the fact is that when you are in childbirth, there is a lot of things that happen to your body. Oh. There's a lot of hormones that are going through your body and there's a lot of adrenaline.
Oh, yeah.
Which is part of the reason why many moms forget about the pain of childbirth.
Really?
It's because all that adrenaline going through your head, it's like a fight or flight type of thing.
Gah!
Yeah, exactly. And then after it's done, the adrenaline like recedes and you're like, oh, I have a baby now.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
But that adrenaline helps you get through the pain of childbirth.
So you don't really remember it being that painful? Because
you don't remember
it being
that
remember
painful.
You just remember it as like, oh!
Yeah, but also, your body is made to do these things, you know?
That, and I feel, is the number one thing that could allay people's fears, is
oh,
to
yeah.
remind them that
your body is made to do this.
billions of babies that have been born, yes. and your body is made to do this.
And but, billions of mothers who have been through childbirth.
I mean, this Deborah mm-hmm. has some spinal issues, it said.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could see how she would be more concerned than perhaps someone that doesn't have spinal issues.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The pain is it doesn't last forever.
Mm.
That's the thing, is that the pain of childbirth is over.
Pain is temporary.
Pain is temporary.
Glory is forever.
The pain is temporary. But also, while you are in labor, the pain comes and goes. It's not That's like you true. Have to deal with a constant.
I did not realize that when... You know, before you had the baby, before we right. did the childbirthing classes,
right. well,
I thought it was just sort of a steady, constant escalation of uh-huh. pain. It's really more like it comes in waves every 5 minutes.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, you have a minute of pain and then you rest for 4 minutes. You know, like mm-hmm. that's kind of, is that how you would have described the pain?
I suppose, yeah. I don't know about rest.
I don't know about rest.
You do rest relative to the pain level of exertions. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's the contractions are not constant. They happen for about 1 minute every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and also knowing that, you know, the word contraction, mm-hmm. they're like, what a contraction is, what a contraction is it is your uterus contracting. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where the pain comes from, is your uterus kind of like squeezing like a muscle because it's trying to get a baby out. Mm. You know, it's not pain for no reason. It's active pain, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm.
it's working.
It's like you're working. Yeah. It's like an 8-hour workout.
Oh my.
You know?
Oh boy.
Which, you know, okay. So our coach JP says sometimes when we're like, well, when we used to work out of the gym. But, you know, he would say something like, you can do anything for 30 seconds, you know? And I kind of took that and brought it to childbirth, thinking to myself, like, I can do this. I can do anything for a minute. I can do anything for 5 minutes. You know, it's that kind of mindset that you go into.
Some mental determination.
Sure. Yeah. And then there are ways to get rid of the pain, like you were saying, an epidural, which is a massively common way of pain control.
So what does that
pregnancy.
Feel like? I mean, you
I don't know. I have never. I honestly, not for lack of trying. Mm-hmm. I wanted an epidural in my second pregnancy with Finn, but it just happened too fast, and I couldn't get one.
Hmm.
I was like, no. I mean, I've done a fair amount of research
on it.
Well,
I guess I've had a spinal tap procedure
Tell
before,
us about
so
that.
I could explain. It felt like getting a shot. It happened to be in my lower back, which was a rather uncomfortable place to get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it just was the tiny prick of a shot.
Mm-hmm. And did they numb it first?
They did.
So they numb the area first,
uh-huh.
and then give you a shot in your back,
mm-hmm.
which numbs your whole the whole lower half of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did that feel like?
I don't know if it numbed the whole lower half of my body. It's not quite the same as
an epidural.
But I think what people are when it comes to epidurals, You, for example, were concerned about the needles and about the, you know, the
poking. I was very concerned about the needles. Yeah, because they do take it. It takes a long needle to get it mm-hmm. into the right place in your back.
Yeah, but it felt like just a normal shot. That is it's a little bit of pain to prevent later mm-hmm. pain. So that can be an option for people.
Absolutely. And from what I've heard, that is kind of the experience that many women have, mm-hmm. Is that, you know, they numb the area and then, the epidural is just a small pressure
yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it is a significant decrease in the pain of the contractions.
Yeah. Now, your chosen method was nitrous, mm-hmm. which I'm sure maybe a lot of women who don't want to get an epidural but do want something to
yeah.
take the edge off might consider. Do you
want to
walk through what that's like?
Absolutely, yeah. I did nitrous, which it's laughing gas, right?
Yeah.
So with my first labor with Wes, the hospital that we were at offered nitrous, and mm-hmm. it's basically you have a gas mask mm-hmm. that whenever you needed it, you would hold it over your face, and it didn't get rid of the pain, but it dulled mm-hmm. the pain.
But you could still, you know, perceive things.
Absolutely.
And you could still sense things.
Oh, and absolutely.
You could stand up
yes.
if you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
Labor like a mama bear, standing and swaying
yeah,
in
I mean,
the bathroom.
There was no...
While your husband made a fantasy football trade.
The Which, more you remind me of that, the more I'm like, why am I doing this?
You were in the bathroom. If you'd called, I would have been there for you. Oh my but God. I was just sitting outside the bathroom with nothing to do. Uh-huh. And so I was texting my web friends, making the trade and update for all the people. That player helped me make the fantasy football playoffs. So was it worth it?
Okay.
You can email me at babysteps@gmail.com to tell me if yes. 0.1% of boys are like, hell yeah, brother.
Oh my goodness. So basically, the nitrous doesn't actually like numb anything. It doesn't numb anything at all. There's a very big difference between like the numbing of the epidural and the dulling of nitrous mm-hmm. where nitrous almost just made it like 15% easier, which is significant when, you know, when you're like comparing, like the full on pain to 15% less.
Yeah. Yeah.
But from what I've heard about epidurals, there are many different types. You can get, if the place that you're at offers an epidural, you can get like walking epidurals, which make it so that it's not as numb and you mm-hmm. can move your legs mm-hmm. and, you know, it's almost like a dulling of the pain
That's
rather
nice.
Than a complete numbing of the pain.
Yeah. Cause it was nice for you to be able to stand up, and I'm sure a
oh,
lot
yeah.
of women out there are wanting to make their birth plans in a certain way.
Yeah. I was a very active laborer
mm-hmm.
where I
lots
wanted
of swaying,
to, yeah, I wanted
lots
to
of
like,
Ed Sheeran.
I wanted to squat. I wanted to move and like
bouncing on balls.
Yeah.
You didn't have time to bounce on balls with Finn.
I had no time to do anything.
We
with
didn't
Finn.
Even bring a ball.
We didn't even have time to like get stuff in the car. I
yeah.
know. It was rough.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is another fear that I have heard from friends.
Oh, yeah?
That is that the epidural
oh, yeah.
Will cause some sort of, like, paralysis.
What?
I know.
That's ridiculous.
And I was hesitant.
Real? Is that a real thing?
Okay, I was hesitant to talk about this because, you know, there are probably many women out there who have never had that fear in their life, and now they do.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Snakes in the bathtub.
But the fact is that... It's more of a myth than you think.
Oh.
That, you know, it has happened, but one of the studies that I read said that 1 in 250,000 women have any sort of like perceived lasting complications from an epidural.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that could be just pain at the injection site or like, you know, anything at all.
Wow.
And so paralysis is extremely, 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 extremely rare.
Huh.
you know?
And Deborah also mentioned spinal issues. Uh-huh. But if you talk to your doctor and your doctor gives you the okay, then you should be good.
Right. That just goes back to what we were saying at the beginning, where you have to educate yourself.
Yeah, right. So schedule that prenatal appointment. Get in there. Get some information.
I know.
Have a nice conversation.
I feel like...
Get to going with baby creation.
I feel like every episode we're just like, have a baby. It's great. No, yeah. Babies are fun. You can do it great. Yeah. But, don't have a baby if you don't think that you want one.
Yeah, for sure.
Babies are tough. So moving on to another fear.
So when the baby's head is coming out.
Yep.
Describe the pain. Can you visualize the pain? If it were a color, what color would it be? If it were
when the baby's a coming
shape,
out,
what shape would it be?
The color is red.
Okay,
absolutely
red.
Yeah, it's
angry.
It's like fire.
Fire pain.
But I mean, the actual time that the baby is coming out of your vagina, lasts like maximum 60 seconds.
So it's sort of like a. Like a,
I don't know. It's like holding your hand over a candle for a second.
Ah, okay.
You know, it hurts.
Kind of like a burning.
Yeah.
But momentary.
Yes.
That's the actual like ring of fire crowning.
Yes. That's what they call it. They call it the ring of fire.
Moment.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to another fear is tearing.
Sure.
And 50% of women do tear.
Seems like a low percentage.
It does seem like a low percentage.
It means 50% of women don't tear.
I know.
Wow.
So 50% of women don't tear. The good news is that the longer your labor is, the less likely you are to tear. Because it gives your body a chance to kind of stretch.
Right.
Yeah. Common practice a long time ago, and by a long time, I mean like 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, okay. I was imagining like a medieval midwife.
I mean, probably.
Saying,
I don't know about it.
I feel like
childbirth in medieval times was even more natural than it is now.
Yeah.
You know, where it was just like you squat out a baby.
Right. And if you die, sorry, okay. We won't go there, but I'm sure lots of people died.
That's an actual fear. I mean, you had that fear.
Oh, I sure did. Anytime I saw blood, I was like, they're both going to die. I'm going to be left all alone.
Oh, sweetie. Yeah.
What have we got next?
Well, let's see. C-section.
A C-section.
Yes. Another thing that we have never had.
Beyonce did it.
And therefore really can't speak to.
No.
But I looked it up.
Oh, you did? Oh, what does it say?
Well, it says 1 in 3 women who, go into labor, have a C-section.
That's pretty high.
Whether they choose to do it, they've decided going in that their birth plan is, I want to have a C-section.
Mm-hmm. Wake me up when it's over.
Absolutely. No judgment. You know, to each their own, everybody has their own journey. But, you know, there are also a lot of women who go in not thinking that they are going to have a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing leads to another, and there are delivery complications that mean that you know, that it is the safest possible option to have a C-section.
You know, in the labor and delivery room, when it's ready to go, it turns into a, like, surgery area.
Oh, absolutely.
Just so they can be ready to do it, a C-section, on a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're not giving enough airtime to women who give birth at home, because there are a significant amount of people, especially, I mean, outside of the U.S., who do give birth at home. And, you know,
I mean, it's people been giving birth at home for thousands of years.
Absolutely. And I mean, honestly, in some ways, it is my dream to give birth at home.
Really?
I feel like it would be, you know, such an empowering experience to, like, be so in charge of your own labor.
Yeah.
Because that's another fear that women have, is not being in charge of their own body when they go into a hospital and into a delivery room. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's where the birth plan comes in handy.
Yeah. But, you know, that was one of the things that they kind of scared us about when we were doing our birth class is that, you know, if you that you could sort of lose control and that there could be some kind of complication that then, you know, without even realizing it, your labor has just gone from, you know, like I'm having a vaginal birth with no epidural to I'm having a C-section.
Wow.
You know, and that can be really traumatic for some women. And there are so many stories out there. I mean, even just within the people that I know, you know, Rachel.
Do you know Beyonce?
Yeah. We're both from Houston.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. H-Town.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it would be it would have been a dream to give birth at home. And I think for many women, it is a very empowering experience to do like a water birth with a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, you know, there are complications with that too. And I know that midwives are equipped to get a woman in labor to a hospital if they need to be, you know, that is part of their birth plan is if needed, they can get them to a hospital.
How do you take that control back and, you know, kind of have the confidence that you can maintain control over things? I guess, do you just make a birth plan and include part of it, knowing that if this or this happens, that I'll have a C-section and I'll just have to be okay with it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, taking control of your labor and delivery is the number one thing that I think can really make a woman in labor feel empowered.
Wow.
You know, you go in and you say, I definitely want that epidural.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go from there. Or you say, I definitely don't want that epidural. And then you go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can change your mind too, you know, but, as I know,
you were like, no, I don't want an epidural. It's going to happen naturally. And then with both births, there was a point where you were like, give me the epidural.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And they both said, it's too late.
It's too late. It's too late. Well, I mean, I also think I shared my birth plan with you.
Yeah.
You know, and so there was a period, there was a point in labor when I was like, I want the epidural. And you said softly to me, Ariel, you wanted to have this baby without an epidural.
Right. Your partner can remind you like, of what you said.
I know that
your
you are in pain right now, but I think that after this is over, you are going to be happy that you did what you wanted to do.
And were you?
I was. I was happy.
Daddy approved.
Daddy approved. That's right. But yeah. And, you know, it goes back to educating yourself.
Yeah.
Where knowing what the options could be if something happens. You know, if they discover that you have preeclampsia and you absolutely... I think we should probably do a little bit more research on that before I talk about that. Because I do not know right off the top of my head. I just know that it is a very... It's a serious, you know, labor complication that could lead to a C-section.
Wow.
You know, but the fact is... that a C-section, you know, 1 in 3 women can have a C-section and it is a major surgery. You know, so there are those fears. But it does happen. But, you know, doctors do C-sections every day. So don't be afraid of surgery. Okay, so one of the kind of last groups of fears that I have is like labor complications with baby.
Oh.
So some women are very afraid of like cord wrapping.
Yeah.
I'm
afraid of that.
Yeah. And like, you know, forceps, things that people might have to use to pull the baby out, vacuum, that sort of thing. We learned about that in our birth class and I learned, honestly, that they aren't used all that much.
Yeah.
That, you know, in a delivery that is proceeding fine, you shouldn't have to pull the baby out with, you know, forceps or something like that.
Yeah.
It was used a lot more maybe 40 years ago or something.
So
like
forceps,
that.
Let me get this straight. Forceps are like big, like little tongs that you yank the baby out?
I don't know if I would use it quite right. like that.
Let me refresh. Forceps are like little tongs that you gently ease the baby out with.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. They're like they're like tongs
that you and so they were used the more 50 years ago and mm-hmm. really all right, so are hospitals more patient now with their patients?
I think
patients?
More patient. There are drugs that can you know, like Pitocin and things like that kind of speed the labor mm-hmm. along.
So the baby doesn't get stuck there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And one thing that women who have never been in labor don't know is that the second you get to the hospital,
yeah.
and also they do this when you're in labor, like with a midwife or something like
right,
that,
right.
if they are at all worried that that there is going to be some sort of complication with your baby, they strap on a baby heart monitor.
Mm. And oh, yeah, so, I remember you had that.
Yeah.
Right. And the baby, they're monitoring
you don't even
the
realize
heartbeat.
That you have it after a while.
Beep,
yeah.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, but it listens to the baby's heartbeat, and like the second something goes awry, it's, you know, then it's like, okay, we got to check and see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, do we need to speed this along? Does this need to happen? Does this need to happen? I mean, when Finn came out, he had the cord wrapped around his shoulders.
Right.
Right.
And your doctor, rather than having you stop pushing for 5 minutes, said, okay, mm-hmm. let's get one more big one.
Yeah, I was exhausted, could not push anymore. And she said, no, you have to push now. Because, he had the cord in a place that could have been dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's what doctors are for. That's what midwives are for.
Right. Letting you know when you need to really help and keep that baby going.
Yeah,
really absolutely. Need to push now.
Absolutely.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. I mean, it all goes back to knowing what you are walking into.
Here's a fear that I believe you had. I certainly would have had it. It's don't you poop when you're having the baby? Don't you like poop everywhere? Isn't that a thing?
Because
you're just straining so hard.
That's a really,
Everyone
really good
says,
question.
Push, and what if you push out the wrong hole?
That's a really good question because you use the same muscles to push a baby out that you do to push poop out.
I knew it.
Uh-huh. And the answer is yeah, sure. I was scared of pooping mm-hmm. on the table, and maybe I did. I honestly don't know. Honestly, you would know better than I would if I pooped on my baby.
Yeah, I don't know if I could tell. There was a mess of a lot of stuff going on down
but
there.
You know what happens, actually, is right, like when you're in early labor.
Yeah.
One of the signs that you are in labor and like sort of that this is that the whole thing is progressing
really?
Is that you shit your brains out.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's what you were doing while I was doing fantasy football trades.
Well, no, my mucus plug was coming out when you were doing fantasy football trades. But that's kind of what happens.
Whatever
like,
it was, the door was closed and it was like, do not go in there.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of expel everything from your body when you go into labor.
That's cool.
In
your
preparation.
Like, get ready.
Yeah.
Cancel my meetings.
That's kind of what happens is you're like, okay.
We're doing it.
yeah. And so I'd like to say there was nothing left for me to poop when I was pushing out a baby. But from stories that I've heard from like people who have like delivered babies.
Yeah.
Like it happens. And, you know, they just.
Just scoop it to the side.
Yeah. You know, nurses are just like, got it.
Huh.
It happens all. Yeah. I'm sure it happens all the time.
Huh.
So I don't know. But it's not a fear. At that point, like.
It's like the
you
least
have, of you have your other worries. Things to be worried yeah, about.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I would think that would give listeners out there some hope and some confidence that this bubble bath full of snakes is really just a bubble bath, and there are no snakes, and it's just bubbles, and it's a delightful bath, and you can watch Grey's Anatomy, is that your body was made to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It is. And you can do it if you choose to. That, you know, you have to believe. It's about believing in yourself and, you know, going in with the confidence that you got this.
You got this.
That your body has this handled. And your doctors have this handled.
Mm-hmm.
Your midwife has this handled. Mm-hmm. Your partner has this handled.
Your doula.
Oh, man. That, for our first labor, on I loved our doula. She was, like, she didn't actually, I didn't, you know, she didn't, like, massage my belly or anything like that. But just having her there.
Yeah.
And having somebody who could explain, like, if we did have complications, having somebody who could explain what was going on. That's huge.
Yeah.
That I would absolutely recommend that if you are scared, if you are, you know, at all afraid of the process of labor, you know, bring somebody along who has done it before and can just hold your hand and say, like, this is normal.
Or hold your husband's hand.
Or hold your husband's hand, as the case may be, and say, this is normal.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fine.
There was definitely some, if not physical hand holding, some emotional hand holding with me.
Absolutely. Yeah. She got you like Gatorade and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what's happening?
Also, so in the course of my research about labor fears, I actually learned that you can train for labor.
No way.
Yeah. You can train your body. You can train your muscles for labor.
Do you wear like workout pants or?
You can wear workout pants if you want to. I mean, I choose to wear workout pants like 90% of the time.
That's true. Yeah. I kind of wish I were wearing workout pants right now.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
Would just give me the option. Like, I could be working out. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I didn't get to it. But you know what? I had the option, which makes me feel good.
That's right. But yeah, you can kind of train your muscles. You can train your abdominal muscles. You can train your lower pelvic muscles, you know, and just make it so that the process of labor is more
smooth,
efficient is the word I'm thinking
of. Efficient pusher.
Make it so that the process is more efficient.
Train your pushing muscles.
Yeah.
So you can like get swole, bro?
I suppose. Yeah.
Get swole.
Get
swole down bar.
Guts.
Well, all of you people listening who are going into labor, first of all, stop listening and then maybe go. No, I know. Anyone that's listening that is thinking about becoming pregnant or is pregnant and has some labor fears, hopefully this allayed your fears. You got this. We believe in you.
Yeah.
You believe in yourself.
You have to believe in yourself.
You can do it.
You can do it. You can do it. Your body is made for this.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to believe that.
Yeah.
And bring snacks.
Bring snacks. Always good advice. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Be sure to subscribe and rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review. Let us know what you liked about the show. It helps other people discover the show. And write us at babystepsadvice@gmail.com.
Yeah. What other fears do you have? Did we make you more scared? Did we make you less scared?
Mm-hmm.
I really hope it was the latter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do believe that there are people out there who were like, the fuck? I didn't know that happened. But you know what? Like I said, it's all about educating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are at least partially educated.
That's right.
By people who are not qualified
so
to do that. We love you all.
See you next Sunday.